Today, a federal judge ruled that the Justice Department does not have to release the names of aliens who have been arrested or detained since September 11th for now. The case will move on to a court of appeals. Commentator Paul Kaminar says today's stay is a victory for the Bush administration, which has been fighting in court to withhold the names of the detainees.
As America recovers from the horrific physical, psychological, and economic fallout from the terrorist attacks last September, we're now facing a legal fallout from a flurry of lawsuits filed by so-called civil liberty activist groups bent on blocking the administration's reasonable counterterrorism measures. The courts have rejected many of these legal assaults, but a few courts have gone the other way. In today's case, a federal judge here in Washington, D.C., had to decide whether the Department of Justice had to release the names of all those aliens who were arrested or detained since September 11th, as well as the names of their attorneys. The detainees fall into three categories: aliens charged with immigration violations, which is the bulk of the group, aliens charged with criminal offenses, and a handful of aliens held as material witnesses to the events of September 11th. A group of activists led by the ACLU filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. They were not satisfied with the wealth of information that the Justice Department had already released about the detainees: the dates each alien was detained or arrested, the alien's country of origin, and the charges that were made against each one. The groups also wanted the aliens' names, even though the detainees were free to release their own names to the press and public. Some have done so, while others have pleaded with Amnesty International not to release their names for fear of reprisals against them or their families. By the way, the ACLU suit does not claim that the Justice Department had no right to detain or arrest the aliens in the first place. In court, the Justice Department argued that the ACLU was not entitled to the names. The Freedom of Information Act allows the government to withhold law enforcement records that could compromise public safety and privacy interests. In this case, if the names of the detainees were released as official government information, terrorist groups, including Al-Qaeda, could learn who the government detained and piece that together with other information as part of a mosaic of intelligence gathering that could harm U.S. interests. About 2 weeks ago, the court ruled against the Justice Department, naively discounting these serious concerns, claiming that Al-Qaeda already knows if their cell members have been detained. But even if that speculation were true, why risk it? Secondly, even if none of the detainees were connected with September 11th, the FBI may still want to use them as informants, which of course would be totally impractical if their identities were now revealed. The court did acknowledge the privacy interests of the detainees by giving them an opportunity to opt out by signing a statement that they do not want their names released. But that solution is impractical for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that most of the detainees have been deported and their whereabouts unknown. The administration has gone to great lengths to ensure that its anti-terrorism efforts comport with constitutional rights. As Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe aptly put it, civil liberties is not only about protecting us from our government, it is also about protecting our lives from terrorism.
Paul Kaminar is the senior executive counsel of the Washington Legal Foundation, which filed a brief in support of the Justice Department in today's case.